Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Jaya
Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Sri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Janachari. Yamuna Tira Janachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Namo Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivijaka Acharya Ashtotari Shata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Namo Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivijaka Acharya Ashtotari Shata Srimad Shri Samadhi's Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Thank you very much. Thank you all the devotees for coming here. I really appreciate your valuable time and seeking sincere blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here and online that this time may be used very nicely and we may glorify Srila Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, Lakshmi Narasimhadev and all the deities nicely.
Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ.
There are two verses to chant in Purushottam month, and they go like this. Govardhanam dharam vande, Govardhanam dhanam vande, Gopalam goparupinam, Gokulatsavame ishanam, Govindam gopikapriyam. I worship the lifter of Govardhan Hill, who has the beautiful form of a cowherd boy and who continuously plays with the gopas. He is the lord of Gokula, wherein every day is a festival. Vande Navaghana Shama, Vande Navaghana Shama, Dvibhujam Muralidharam, Jam Muralidharam, Pitambara Dharam Devam, Pitambaram Dharam Devam, Saradham Purushottamam, Purushottamam. I offer my obeisances to Navaghanashyam, Krishna, who has the color of a fresh rain cloud, who is holding the flute with his two hands. I worship Purushottam, who is so beautiful in his yellow dress, Pitambara. Thanks again and obeisances to each and every one of you. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya, Kripasandubhyayavacha, Patitanam, Pavanibhya, Vaishnavyanamanam. So we are on text 46.
Ayam tu brahmana kalpa, savi kalpa udharita, vidhi sadharano yatra, sarga prakruta vaikruta. Ayam tu brahmana kalpa, సవికల్పా ఉధారిత విధి సాధారణో యత్ర సర్గా ప్రాకృత వైకృత.
వైష్ణవాస్ ప్లీజ్.
అయం తు బ్రహ్మణ కల్ప సవికల్ప ఉధారిత విధి సాధారణ యత్ర సర్గ ప్రాకృత వైకృత. అయం తు బ్రహ్మణ కల్ప సవికల్ప ఉదారిత విధి సాధారణ యత్ర సర్గ ప్రాకృత కల్పిత.
Vaishnavis, please.
Ayam tu brahmana kalpa, savi kalpa udharata, idhi sadharano yatra, sarga prakruta vaikruta.
Thank you very much, Angananga Manjari. Word for word, by Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
I am this process of creation and annihilation. Tu, but, Brahmana, of Brahma, Kalpaha, is one day, Savikalpaha, along with the duration of the universes. Udharata, exemplified. Vidihi, regulative principles. Sadharanaha, in summary. Yatra, wherein. Sargaha, creation. Prakritaha, in the matter of material nature. Vaikrataha, disbursement. Translation, can we please read it together? This process of creation and annihilation described in summary herein is the regulative principle during the duration
or Brahma's one day. It is only the regulative principle in the creation of Mahat in which the material nature is dispersed. Perfect. There are three different types of creation called Mahakalpa, Vikalpa and Kalpa. In the Mahakalpa, Lord assumes first Purusha incarnation as Karna Dakshaya Vishnu with all the potencies of the Mahat Tattva and the 16 principles of creative matter and instruments. The creative instruments are 11, the ingredients are 5, and all of them are products of Mahat or materialistic ego. These creations by the Lord in his feature of Karna Dakshaya Vishnu are called Mahakalpa. By the way, this word Mahakalpa, it comes one more time in Srimad Bhagavatam in 7.15.69. Narad Muni is speaking. He said, long, long ago, in another Mahakalpa, I existed as the Gandharva known as Upabharana. So it was the different Mahat in which he was Gandharva. The creation of Brahma, back to Purport please. The creation of Brahma and dispersion of the material ingredients are called Vikalpa. And the creation by Brahma in each day of his life is called Kalpa. Therefore, each day of Brahma is called a Kalpa. And there are 30 Kalpas in terms of Brahma's days. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 8.17 as follows. Sahasrayuga paryantam aharyad brahmano vidu ratrim yuga sahastranam teyo tratra vidojana. In the upper planetary system, the duration of one complete day and night is equal to one complete year of this earth. This is accepted even by the modern scientist and attested by the astronauts. Actually, Prabhupada was very happy when astronauts, scientists, and we came to the same conclusion or the same numbers. He also writes in Easy Journey Home, the whole book is written around antimatter. There was a Nobel Prize won by two scientists who said that since there is a matter here, there has to be antimatter somewhere. And Prabhupada says this is spiritual world. And it's such a great book, it's such a small read, it's Krishna consciousness, whole philosophy in such a concise book. At another point, Prabhupada said to Govinda Dasi, it's in Siddhanta's Memories on DVD 2, he goes, you see those crabs, they were walking on the Hawaii beach for a morning japa, morning walk, and the crabs went instinctively in their homes. And Prabhupada said, you see those, you know, they went into their homes on the sand. This is not instinct, actually. He said, there's no such word as instinct. You know, it's like this, Prabhupada said. If suppose I lived in this house 20 years ago, I lived in a house 20 years ago, I come back to that house, and then obviously I would know where the privy is, which is restroom, and I would go there. It's, you know, because it's the memories, the past impression. And Prabhupada said it's similarly like that, you know, why the birds know certain things when they're born, because they've been in, you know, it's the super soul, Prabhupada said. It's the super soul guiding. This was always his most important thing, is that is the super soul. And Prabhupada said, the scientists are trying to get away from the super soul word by bringing this word instinct. So he was happy when the scientists were on the philosophy, and he was chastising like anything when they went away, they digressed, or they made other people atheist, which was the worst. Now coming back to the purport. Similarly, in the region of still higher planetary systems, the duration of day and night is still greater than in the heavenly planets. The four yugas are calculated in terms of the heavenly calendars, and accordingly are 12,000 years in terms of the heavenly planets. This is called a Divya Yuga, and 1,000 Divya Yugas make one day of Brahma. The creation during the day of Brahma is called Kalpa. And the creation of Brahma is called Vikalpa. When Vikalpas are made possible by breathing of Mahavishnu, this is called a Mahakalpa. Again, there are regular and such systematic cycles of these Mahakalpas, Vikalpas and Kalpas. Again, he's saying this Krishna consciousness is philosophy, is scientific. You know, you can see the pattern, you can believe the conclusions. There's a pramana, there's shabda pramana, you can see the seasons going in cycle, and you can see that, you know, then these kalpas, vikalpas and mahakalpas have to occur in cycles. And if you did a simple logical calculation, we take 25,000 breaths a day, and if you base on that, and Mahavishnu is, let's say, also goes 1 year is 360 days, then it would be 2.8 trillion times trillion. A trillion is the span of Mahakalpa. Again, it's not necessary, Prabhupada never mentioned it, so we'll skip the rest of the details. But if you were to do calculation, it would be a big number. 24 zeros on 2.8, which is a very long number. Now, in answer to Maharaj Parikshit's question about them, back to Prabhupada, Sukadev Goswami answered, in the Prabhasa Khanda of the Skanda Purana, they are as follows. So these are the 30 days. We go by 1, 2, 3, 4 days. The Brahma seems to go by, the Kalpas seem to go by Neem. Prathama Shweta Kalpascha Dvitiyo Nila Lohita Vamadeva Stritiyastu Tato Ganthanantaro Para Raurava panchamascha prokta shashtan prana iti smrita saptamotha brahat kalpa kandarpostama uchate sadhyotanadama kalpa ishano dashama smrita dhyana eka dasha proktas tatha sarasvato para tayo dasha udanastu garudoto chatur dasha kaurmaha panchadasho genaya Purnamasi Prajapate Shodasho Narsimhastu Samadhistu Tathopara Agneyo Vishnuja Saura Soma Kalpas Tathopara Dvavimsho Bhavana Prokta Supumam Iti Chapara Vaikunthas Charistas Tadvat Vali Kalpas Tathopara Saptavimshotha Vairajo Gauri Kalpastatha Para Maheshwarastatha Proktas Tripuro Yatra Gatita Pitra Kalpastatha Shante Yahakuhur Brahmana Smita. So there we go, Brahma's monthly calendar. And therefore, the 30 Kalpas of Brahma are Shweta Kalpa, Nila Lohita, Vamadeva, Ganantara, Gathantara, Ravrava, Prana, Brihat Kalpa, Kandarpa, Sadhyotha, Ishana, Dhyana, Saraswata, Udana, Garuda, Kaurma, Narsimha, Samadhi, Agneya, Vishnuja, Shaura, Somakalpa, Bhavana, Vairaja, Gauri Kalpa, Maheshwara, Paitra Kalpa. These are Brahma's days only, and he has to live months and years up to 100. So we can just imagine how many creations there are in Kalpas only. Then again, there are Vikalpas, which are generated by the breathing of Mahavishnu, as stated in the Brahma Samhita. Yasyaika nishvasita kalam athavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nathaha. The Brahmas live only during the breathing period of Mahavishnu. So, the exhaling and inhaling of Vishnu are Mahakalpas. And all these are due to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for no one else is the master of all creations. Thank you for your attention. It was a long purport. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my obeisances to my Guru. Pray for his blessings. So, whenever Srila Prabhupada spoke about Kalpa, he would mention the verse that we just read, 8.16, Sahasra Yuga Parantam, and after which he would also state about the time spans, like Bhuloka is 1 year, then Bhuvarloka, which is the next planetary system where Yakshas, Rakshas and ghosts live. Then he would say Swargaloka, Indraloka, there are 33 million demigods. And like he mentioned already, they live there, our 1 year is there 1 day and night. And then he would go to Maharloka. He would mention, one time he said that is Rudraloka as well. And he said, yogi alone goes beyond the circle of Shishumara and attains the planet of Maharloka, where purified saints like Bhrigu and others enjoy a duration of life of 4.3 billion solar years. This planet is worshipable even for the saints who are transcendentally situated. So they live for 1 day of Brahma in the Maharloka or Rudraloka, as you mentioned. And they, but he said, but that is also not the place of complete fearlessness. Because at the end of one kalpa, the Maharloka is annihilated. And the inhabitants have to transport themselves to still higher planets. So he mentioned this word fearlessness many times in the, whenever this duration of time would arrive, he would mention that. And the most important thing is his name is Abhay Charan Ravinda, you know, aren't we glad we have taken shelter of lotus feet and so that we can be fearless. Duva pade laila sharana, Srila Prabhupada patita pavana. And then then we come to Janaloka, where seven great sages live. The Saptarshis live in Janaloka. And then Ganga comes there, and you know, each Saptarshi have their own Ganga in their, I guess, backyard. And then Tapaloka is there, and when they're praying for the betterment of humanity, you know, everybody in the universe. Tapaloka, where this is where four Kumaras are situated. So people who do austerities, they reach here. And then often it's mentioned that Satyaloka is situated next to Brahmaloka. Sometimes he said first Satyaloka, then Brahmaloka. Other times he said they are the planetary systems. And he mentions that this Satyaloka and Brahmaloka, na yatra shoko na jarana mrityu. In this planet there is no bewilderment, no age, no aging, no death. There's no pain of any kind. And the duration of life in Satyaloka, he said, is 15.48 trillion years. So which is 1/20th of the life of Brahma, right? So it's a long, long, long time. And he said one in mode of goodness reaches this higher planetary system. He said the elevated sannyasis go to Brahmaloka. So these are the points he would usually mention. Bhakti Charu Swami also gave class on the same verse and the same points were mentioned. Now what is it? Yeah, we see that it's a long number. But what does it come to? Prabhupada writes, you know, the life of Brahma seems fantastic and interminable. Who would like to be a Brahma here? So it seems like fantastic, but from the viewpoint of eternity, it is as brief as a lightning flash. In the causal ocean, there are innumerable Brahmas rising and disappearing like bubbles in the Atlantic. So this is, Prabhupada writes, so you can picture it, you know, how the kids are producing bubbles, you know, and that's the lifespan of Brahma, what to speak of us. And Brahma, however, is directly engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. Even that bubble, you know, even that lightning flash, because he's surrendered, because he is doing devotional service, worship, he can go to the, you know, he can go back to Godhead. He says, therefore, he at once attains liberation at the end of his lifetime. And then, then he would again bring this point again and again. A Brahma Bhuva Naloko Punarvartino Arjuna Mama Petyatu Kaunteya Punarjanma Na Vidyate. Even, you know, Brahma, he has a death. So there is a repeated birth and death everywhere. When there is a devastation of the material universe, Brahma and his devotees, who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, are all transferred to the spiritual universe and to specific spiritual planets according to their desire. So we We read that Prabhupada is again and again mentioning that Krishna consciousness, you know, and the desires are really important. And in one sentence summary of this is that it's a very, very long time. There is one thing that Prabhupada also mentions elsewhere in 2.10.13 that at the end of each millennium, the living entities who struggle in the material nature all merge together into the transcendental body of Lord and again manifest again. So it is so sad that this lifetime span can be so long for some individuals, probably like me. And still, you know, you come back to the same material world, even though so many millions of years are given to us, some of us, like me, may not surrender in one lifetime, and that's why I'm here. And that's the saddest part, is that we know that the human life, you know, durlabha manava janma, human life is so rare. The chances given are so unlimited, millions of years. And we still, somebody could still struggle. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is so important, because Parikshit Maharaj is sitting there and he only has 7 days to live. And what he's doing? He's reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And how does that Bhagavatam start? Shukadeva Goswami says that in 2.1.10, that very Srimad Bhagavatam I shall recite before you, because you are the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna. And then he goes, the first text after that is the importance of constant chanting of holy name. The first thing he says is the constant chanting of holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he says that this method is the doubtless and again the fearless way of success for all. This is the best method. And the next thing he says, which is really fascinating and important compared to these millions and trillions of years we just heard about, what is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after his supreme interest. Better a moment of full consciousness. And do you know which example comes next? A moment. Better is a full moment of consciousness. One moment. The most important, the famous example. Katvanga. Thank you. The saintly king Katvanga, after being informed that the duration of his life would be only a one moment more, at once freed himself from all attached material activities and took shelter of the supreme safety, the personality of Godhead. So if you can imagine, there is so like every moment we can actually completely change our consciousness. There's every moment is a new chance. Every moment is a new opportunity given to us by Lord Krishna, that we can come back to his lotus feet, that we can really utilize it fully in Krishna consciousness. We can inspire each other, we can chant together, we can, you know, every moment is important. And another similar verse in our scriptures is, please sing together, sadhu sanga, sarva shastra khoe, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoy. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Antalila, it is mentioned that Krishnadas Kaviraj says with so much of compassion, anyone who does not float in this inundation, I don't know how to pronounce that, is most condemned. Such a person cannot be delivered for millions of kalpas. And who is he mentioning about? Lord Chaitanya, who has appeared on this earth. And whoever doesn't take shelter of that or doesn't chant holy names, he said, is the most condemned. Such a person cannot be delivered for millions of kalpas. And that's another example I saw of a huge time duration described. And this is Krishna Das Kaviraj. He's supremely merciful. So, but he's also saying this, giving this, strong statement as such. And this reminds me, you know, we don't understand value of time usually. I was on book distribution in Orlando with Brihat Mridanga Prabhu and one more brahmachari. And we were inspired by this Parmeshwara Prabhu's Walmart video. He was doing books, Krishna books, in the parking lot. He was, in 6 minutes, you can see that He gave this big stack with Krishna book to few people, and like, you know, Divyanga Prabhudas and so many of you had done or are doing. And it was so inspiring, and we went to Walmart, and first lady or third lady we saw was, she said, "I am so glad." And I'm like, "This is so rare." And we are like, "Wow." And the next thing she goes is, "I was just diagnosed with cancer, and I have been given 2 months to live. So the Lord is sending through you this message." She gave $50 check, she took many books. And you know, although we prayed for her right away, but it really changes your consciousness of doing things. The next, you know, the rest of the parking lot, it went so nicely because she gave us that blessing. She actually brought the value of seconds, you know, time in front of us so vividly, and so grateful for that experience. Another such experience is that it's in Minneapolis, there is a big printing press. They are famous for doing Bibles, they are famous for doing many other books, like, you know, you see those idiots books, this for dummies or that for dummies or whatever those. There are actually many millions of copies are sold for those. So they approached us. I'm a Motil Gita volunteer, and they approached me. They're like, "Actually, our business is reducing. Do you think you would like to get books printed from us?" This is a true story. So he, you know, I communicated with the Vaisheshika Prabhu, Mayapur Bihari Prabhu, the Motil Gita team, and we got all the samples, and then we saw this idiots, and we are like, dummies. And we're like, "We should write the Bhagavad Gita for dummies, you know, let's go do that." And then we got a reply from the publisher that, "No, we should be the ones to approach you. You should not be approaching us." We're like, "Oh, let's start a petition, let's do this, let's do that." But after pandemic, I think we should start working again, because there are so many amazing speakers in this ISKCON. You know, young people are taking birth, and there's so much happening. Amrendra Prabhu, this Haripashat Prabhu, so many others, age 25, 30, they are speaking such a nice, amazing Krishna Katha. And recently I came to know about a boy, 11-year boy named Parikshit. He is from Columbus, Ohio, and he came with his mother, Brajabhakti. And I came to know that his name is Parikshit because he was born with a tumor. There was a tumor around, I don't know, somewhere. And it was, the doctor said, "Either we can save the mother, or we can save the child, or maybe none." And she spoke with her Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Raghunath Swami, and she said, "Maharaj said, he'll be fine." And both of them are there, living. And he, you know, Chandramouli Swami, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami said, "Parikshit, sing any shloka from Bhagavatam." And he, so eloquently, he spoke the Bhagavatam shloka with the meaning, full meaning, like, you know, how this is a fruit, Chimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. And I came to know he knows so many verses. And this is one child, and there are so many stories about other children in Krishna consciousness. So we see that, and Prabhupada said, 4 generations will be pure devotees. So there are so many nice things happening in this world. And in our ISKCON, you know, after Srila Prabhupada's physical disappearance, he's still here. But that there is so much hope. When Jnanivas Prabhu was on TOEP tour, I saw him personally speaking, and his eyes lit up, and he goes, "You don't understand. The floodgates are opening. Once the temple is complete, you will see how much mercy is coming to us." These people who used to produce print Bibles are coming to us. There are so many other things happening. You see nowadays, a newcomer walking in, they are not like shocked by seeing the deities. They come in as if they are prepared, and you start thinking, "Oh, they must have been to a temple before," but no, they haven't been. So Vaisheshika Prabhu is doing excellent preaching. And this, I'm coming to this point because if a moment is properly utilized, what fruits it bears, you know, it really brings so much good fortune and brings so much powerful, potent Krishna consciousness to everybody around us. Vaisheshika Prabhu is doing amazing corporate preaching, you know that, right? There are hundreds of people joining from Intel, Google, And during pandemic, my Guru Maharaj too, and these are the just two examples I know. My Guru Maharaj also used to get 800 appointments for a week to speak at a corporate event. Rompa Swami, he gives Zoom class every day for China devotees, at least 300 China devotees join. China was so hard to break into, like 7 devotees for a long time. Now imagine to have those 300 regular, there must be a couple of thousand other devotees. Mahatma Prabhu is doing similar preaching. So really the floodgates are opening. The books, we have distributed more than 1 billion books. 3 million Gitas we did just in the last 3 months of December. Panchagoda Prabhu here does 25,000 plates of prasadam in Vrindavan every day. Hariva. You know, we think Kalachua temple is very big, but can you imagine every temple being so big? You know, we need to clone Mother Mukhya here. And so, you know, just so many fantastic things are happening because a time, a moment is used powerfully. In another lecture, it is stated that Gajendra, he was trapped in the crocodile's mouth for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. Celestial, some say. I don't know. But can you imagine, for 1,000 years, he kept on fighting and fighting. He didn't have any food, you know, we see. And then person usually gets weaker. And finally, he remembered Lord Krishna. And Prabhupada often draws this analogy, that we are also in the jaws of Maya. We are getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And our only hope is to remember Krishna and chant his holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'd mention just a couple of things now, and then I would really sincerely request you to share some reflections or some realizations. Vegavati Prabhu recently shared with me this quote by Narottam Thakur. It's a very powerful meditation. All matter is on blazing fire, and it is constantly burning my heart. Although ablaze, I have no desire to escape. I remain bound, try to enjoy this holocaust. Can you imagine? We try to enjoy this holocaust. And I have seen just one movie on holocaust called Schindler's List. And this guy tries to make a list of people he wanted to save, such a dedicated person. And he finally saved so many lives, and I was still comparing him to, this is material achievement, but to Prabhupada and his list is going to be infinite. He has saved so many souls for eternity. And it's supposed to be the best movie of the century too. You don't have to watch it, I'm not recommending that. I'm just merely concisely summarizing it. And in the best thing is that we have this Krishna's pastimes to really focus into every moment we can get absorbed into this Krishna's pastime. And I was reviewing our most famous pastime of Rasa Leela in context of this class, and I realized that, you know, it says that it goes for one night of Brahma, right? Rasa Leela goes on for one night of Brahma, one kalpa. You know, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but gopis are not. You know, where do they get that stamina? It only comes, our stamina, our thing only comes when we want to please Krishna. If we want to use that moment to please Krishna, then that stamina comes. And Bhaktivedanta Swami says this powerful quote, when your desire to serve is beyond your capacity, yet you act without hesitation, that is the moment empowerment occurs. And when that empower moment is in our life, we can be so much happier. And yugayitam mishena chakshusha prabhasyatam shunyahitam jagat sarvam govindam virahenam. You know, Krishna, one moment without Krishna is like yuga. And tears are flowing from Lord Chaitanya's eyes like torrents of rain, because I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. So when Krishna disappears, it's going to feel like eternity, even one moment. But if Krishna is in our thoughts, every moment is going to be so empowered, and we can really please Krishna. And he's patiently waiting, like we read, this Mahakalpa, he's patiently waiting, and yet at the same time, he's constantly inspiring us every moment after moment. But these are my thoughts. Please, I humbly request you to share some realizations. So. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your blessings.
Hare Krishna. Nice class.
Thank you.
I like that you mentioned that book, Easy Journey. It's Prabhupada's first book. First book Prabhupada wrote, Easy Journey to Other Planets, about the anti-matter. And yesterday I gave the book to this guy, and the girl next to him in the car said, "Wow, chakras," because on the cover there's a yogi with the chakras. And she grabs the book and says, "Chakras. I was reading about chakras." And the guy goes, "What?" He looks at her like, "What are you talking about?" So I handed him a Science of Self-Realization. I said, "It's yoga, meditation. Talks about how to get free from stress." And they said, "Thank you so much for being here." And they gave a nice donation. And then just to contrast that, I went to another, there was a lady putting her groceries in a van. Nice looking woman with a nice car. She was maybe 30. And she just starts shaking her head when I walked up to her. She goes, "I can't believe you do this." And I said, "Well, what, do what? What I didn't." And he was just walking toward her, but she saw me with the other people. And she said, "You're out here bothering people in this parking lot." I was thinking, the last people loved me and they wanted the folks. They're all over the chakras and yoga. And this one's like, "I can't believe you come out here and do this. You're bothering us." And I said, "I'm so sorry, we're not really doing this to bother you, we're trying to help people." And she was just so angry. But I just went on, you know, and I found the next person, and the next person bought a Gita. I mean, it's just, sankirtan is an eternal thing that's going on out there. And like you said, if you take that risk, and you just go out, then the empowerment comes. Because I'm out there, I don't know what to, who the heck am I? You know, I'm an idiot out there giving out lollipops and yoga books. And people think you're nuts, or they think that you've come to help them and save them. And I see that every single time I go out there. There's both. You know, there's the pushback from non-devotees, and then there's pious, innocent people that are so unhappy. People are so stressed out. Now it's like they wake up in anxiety more than ever. And I just feel so fortunate that I get to be part of this thing. You know, I'm there, I have my book bag, here's your book, here's your prasadam, you're good. And then I go to the next, and I think there's more than 7 billion people out here, and we got to give them all a book.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for that amazing service, it's so inspiring. Kanbhainda Prabhu, would you like to say anything, any corrections?
No correction, very nice class.
Thank you.
I'm thinking deeply that moment of surrender or the full Krishna consciousness is more valuable than millions of Brahma's lifespans. It's really very introspective, thoughtful idea. I think I'm going to think about it all day.
This is
wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Just a question.
Sure.
You mentioned, and I'm sorry, I am not familiar with this story. Who was in the crocodile's mouth?
Gajendra, he was an elephant. He was the king of the elephant on the Trikuta mountain. And then the whole description of this beautiful mountain, peaks made of gold, silver, copper is given. He is the king of the mountain. He has many wives. This is his natural habitat. Every animal in that society respects him. It's as beautiful as you can imagine in the movies, beyond that. His children are there, they're all swimming, and in a second, he's inside a crocodile, his leg is inside crocodile's mouth. And first he thinks his relatives or somebody would help him, his friends, his seer. But he keeps on fighting for 1,000 years. That's the story.
And when he surrenders, what happens?
Oh, Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu comes himself and accepts the... he remembers a prayer from past life. And Lord Krishna offers that prayer, accepts that prayer and accepts the lotus flower and takes him back. This both crocodile and Gajendra, which is elephant, back as his personal associates in Vaikuntha. Yeah. Hey, Paul, there's one comment online, which is actually for the Srimad Bhagavatam broadcasters, which includes all of you, you know, watching the computer. Sri Vrindavan's son, Damodar, I think. And it says, thank you for broadcasting the Srimatam Bhagavatam lecture all over the world. So all glories to their service. Thank you for facilitating so much. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your kind of... Oh, there's one more? Sorry. Yes, yes, Ananga Manjari. I'm sorry. Yeah, your question.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, based on your question, I thought how... Like, we can utilize every single moment, and still it's like such a mercy, because since Krishna says that he brings the forgetfulness and the memory, it's like that's also his blessing for us to even be able to grasp the chance to engage ourselves in service within a moment. And I also appreciate how you spoke about this new vision that I didn't have at all, because I'm also quite new, and it's to see the shift of how people... see differently as they used to, like the less resistance towards the deities, or more people joining in certain countries, and to also see that what we may perceive as impossible in certain circumstances is just, you know, a temporary challenge, and that's also what Prabhupada saw, and what Gurudev also sees, as our like spiritual masters see, that there's like nothing impossible, it just takes time, and we are tested in certain ways. And so to even just, I guess I'm connecting with the trust of it, of like trusting the long-term vision of pure devotees and acharyas. So Hare Krishna.
And the only thing that could have been impossible is when Prabhupada came here, he had so much resistance. The people were trying to kill him, the people he was trying to save, and he still didn't go back. And because he accepted that challenge, it's all said elsewhere that the obstacles on path of devotional service are the blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in disguise. Or there are the flowers that, you know, wait for us, given by Lord Chaitanya. So if we accept, we can come over those obstacles, nothing like it. Krishna only gives us as much as we can handle. Never more, never less. And that's his kindness. Okay. Thank you so much, Grantharashtri Mad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Thank you so much for your participation.